and that's come through four channels. I think part of what it is when you get a down mix out of, you know, DVD player or a Blu-ray player or whatever, you get that multi-channel information gets mixed in regardless. But then on top of that, any environmental noises that have been put in the front or put around the room, that's how Envolve works. It listens to it as if it's an environment. And so that extra information that the engineers aren't going to take the time to try and find and spread down out throughout the room, because it's not worth their time. It's just so much involved, if you'll pardon the expression. So to have an automatic way to actually do that in a smooth way from front to back, it's it'd be a great boon for engineers, I think, if they were to use it in the recording process, that alone.
Would it be simpler for them to produce a two-channel, and I think this is where you're headed, to produce a two-channel master and not worry about the other channels because you decode it. You decode the two-channel. Would it be easier for engineers, in other words, to just produce that two-channel master and then let you do the work?
In terms of decoding environmental sounds, yes. I think there are cases where they're still going to have to decide where they want to put things in with surround sound effects. So that's for sure, because that goes into the down mix. But we can do both. But then they don't have to do any additional work on the environmental sound or on that atmospheric sound and that immersive sound, because we can decode that.
Well, let me just then ask you this. Can I assume, or would it be correct for me to assume, then, after listening to the total perspective and listening to the 7.1, that literally, when you listen to a 7.1 soundtrack, things are lost. And when you listen to the two-channel, there are things buried in there that are sort of like what people call Easter eggs of sound.
Oh, absolutely. I find myself, the forum members that know this with music that they've played and stuff that they might have known for years, and you go back and play some of your favorite music and you find things you've never heard before. I've been finding a lot of that. And the same happens with movies. It's little extra details that you didn't realize you were missing, and then suddenly it becomes more coherent with what you're seeing on the screen.
Dawson, as a man tasked with selling this, I'm a consumer. I'm the ultimate consumer in many ways. I'm first onto the boat with QS many, many years ago, SQ, Fosgate, surround sound, anything. I'm a consumer. And I always like to hear something first. I'm sold. I've never heard it's like going from two-channel to multi-channel sound. I mean, that's what – and this is a step beyond that. Now, what is your major problem in selling this system?
I think the entire industry has been told for 30 or 40 years one thing is so much better than another. This amp's better than another amp. This set of speakers is better than some other set of speakers. And sure, there are upgrades within the systems, but they're all relatively small. When you hear take Total Perspective and Envolve together, it is such a major advance in acoustics that it's difficult for us to get across to people just how big an advance it really is. And you do need to change speakers. You do need to change, you need to have the right amps, and, of course, you need to put in Envolve. But over the time, we are hoping that the major manufacturers will take on this, and then people will get it easily. But I would say to anybody in the forum who doesn't have a surround master that for your $300 or $400, if you get one and you don't like it, we'll take it back. No problems at all. We haven't had any back. But I think that is our single biggest problem, is that it is difficult to tell people just what an advance is. And Dwight, we appreciate the fact that you come and listen to these things, and you've got one, and you really do hear that major upgrade in sound.
Well, yeah, for me, I mean, I feel so fortunate, because really, someone can tell you about this, But it's hard to believe that you create the center channel without a center channel. Mm-hmm. Although there are difficulties in that there are complexities, but these complexities have in some ways been built into speakers in the past. I remember when Polk Audio placed their had speakers that were really two speakers in one for crosstalk cancellation. Yes. Yeah. Nowhere near as fantastical as this is. This pulls information out from the two-channel. I mean, because you're going back to this two-channel mix and with the surround master involve technology, it's so much of an improvement, and you have to hear it. I want to go back to he. David is trying to say something. So, okay.
Well, I was just going to say the same point and ask you the question: is before you had heard it, is there any combination of words we could have put together that you would, where you would have gone, I get it, or I understand, or I believe that's what you're doing?
No, actually, in my thinking was, well, you know, this is I understand why people don't like the center channel, but I love the center channel because I have a lot of, you know, and it seems to really what in your communication with us that was missing. And I think this is what the center channel is the problem for you, but you have discovered that there's more information in the two channel mix than there is in the seven channel mix. And your processors are, not only are you getting rid of the center channel, but you're bringing more information to the plate. Most of us think that the center channel brings more information to the plate. And you are correct. See, I don't want to get rid of my center channel, but I may be in a situation where, I mean, I look at my speakers and I'd have to sell my speakers. But if I were buying a new system now, after having heard this, I would only wait for yours. I mean, that's it, because I've heard more information, from your processor. Than I heard from theirs, and I think that's the.
There's two levels of processing here. Yeah. One.